I never pushed my daughter in a stroller through the park. I never got lost in a trance as the trees seemed to listen as she tried out sounds in hopes of inventing words for the warm feeling of a full belly, a pink blanket, and for the first time, a song rocking her to sleep. Instead, I read an online profile that said she loved pets and purple and singing and acting and had hurts that I would have to enter, scars like ravenous mouths I couldn't escape if I got close to her, like entering a haunted house with ghosts in it who don't mind being dead but want me to feel what they felt. I never held her on my shoulders up to the monkey bars, giggling, faux afraid of falling. No. I got her after fire got her, burned everything she knew. I could see it in her eyes. I felt like paper, like if I touched her, it would torch me. But I told her this would go away and come back, like traces of lightning bugs growing fainter and more distant. I watched Instant Family with her over and over, but only after she had lived through scenes she wasn't old enough to see in movies. I never tossed her into the air, laughing, sure I'd catch her, and if we played tag, a rolling boulder was it, and it wanted to flatten us, and if we played hide-and-go-seek, we each hid in the darkness inside of ourselves, neither of us sure we'd ever find our way out.